Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As things have been reopening, more people around Chicago have been requesting rides from Uber and Lyft, but there are fewer drivers to pick them up, and with the demand straining the supply, passengers are waiting longer and paying more. Let's find out what's going on. The head of Midwest Policy for Uber is with us, Robert Kelman. Good morning, Robert. Are you looking for drivers?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Yes, we are. I think, like many other businesses in the country, we are actively recruiting more and more people to come help us out. And you know, hopefully over the next couple months, we will be successful at attracting new drivers and kind of matching, I would say, the increase in demand for rides with the number of drivers that are out there.
Back in April, you folks announced a $250 million incentive program. So is that what you're working with right now?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of drivers who actually call that the Uber stimulus package. But essentially, we have committed $250 million as a company to increase driver earnings as kind of incentive to bring folks back to the platform. Some drivers who may have driven in the past or new drivers. Median earnings now in Chicago are just over $35 an hour, and that's before tips. So the program is working. We've seen about 4,000 new drivers come back so far. You know, we're still need more, but it's doing what it's supposed to do.
And the big question everybody has is, when will prices start to drop? How long will it be before that happens?
So they've already started to drop a little bit, and we're very hopeful that as drivers return, they will continue to drop until they normalize. So this is very much a temporary problem, but it's something that we are certainly working every single day to accelerate the number of drivers that come back and the corresponding decrease in prices.
Downtown Alderman Brendan Riley, 42nd Ward, he introduced a new ordinance that would put a cap on surges. For example, if the typical cost of a trip was $10, the maximum surge price for that same trip would be $15. The alderman says the ordinance also addresses driver compensation. And how do you respond to this?
Well, first and foremost, the ordinance would be particularly bad for drivers and, as a result, have, I think, the opposite effect of what Alderman Riley is trying to do. So by capping surge in the manner in which he's doing it, you'd actually cut driver earnings by about 20-25%. When you decrease someone's pay, they are less likely to come and work. They probably won't work as much. And so what will happen is we will actually have less drivers than we currently do. So Alderman Riley's ordinance, by kind of pushing drivers out of the system, would actually make it harder for people to get a ride and probably increase prices in the long run as a result. I'd also say to Alderman Riley that this is a temporary problem, and what he has introduced is a permanent solution. And so I think that if we are all patient here, we let the $250 million program do what it's supposed to do, and as more and more drivers come back to the platform, the price issue will diminish and eventually go away.
Chicago drivers are currently making an average $35.30 an hour. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Median earnings are just over $35 an hour, and that's before tips. So give or take about 40 might be the gross number.
And what are the requirements for the drivers? And is there something special as far as the cars, their cars that they use?
No, nothing special. Along with the city of Chicago, Uber does a thorough background check on all drivers. We do have some vehicle standards, but if your car doesn't meet those standards, you can always deliver with our Uber Eats platform. So we have an opportunity for just about anyone. If you don't have a car, we actually have programs that can help you get a car. We've got partnerships with Hertz and Enterprise and different rental companies. So if you have any interest whatsoever, or you just want to try driving for Uber for a couple hours a week to make a little extra pocket change, I encourage everyone to check out the website and, try it out. It's an easy way to make an extra buck.
What's the website, Robert?
Just go to uber.com/drive, and you should be able to get all the information you need.
And what's the future of Uber Eats now as we slowly come out of this pandemic?
I think that's what everyone is trying to figure out. Delivery in many ways is likely here to stay. It was growing certainly before the pandemic, and it became a bit of a staple during the pandemic. But folks, I think, enjoy it. Restaurants seem to like the extra flexibility. Our platform in particular has been successful in bringing additional orders to restaurants, and we've done a lot to support restaurants, particularly here in Chicago. And so I think that Uber Eats is going to be part of the normal framework of our city for some time, and we're excited to see it grow.
One thing uppermost on everybody's minds, carjackings, security, and what are you thinking in terms of your drivers and also passengers and keeping everybody safe going forward?
Well, that's first and foremost on our minds as well. Safety is absolutely our number one priority, has been for since Uber first launched here in Chicago. We're doing a lot. So from the beginning, we've been working very closely with the Chicago Police Department, increasing sort of our education, our safety messaging to drivers, so they know how to avoid certain situations, what to look for. We've taken our cues from police. We also were the first rideshare company to implement a rider identification problem. So when we looked through the data, we found that some of the incidents that were occurring were being perpetrated by riders who were using anonymous forms of payment, like a gift card. And so for those riders who use those types of payment, they are now required to submit additional identification. So there are no anonymous rides, and we've seen a pretty large deterrence effect as part of that.
For more, you can go to uber.com, and I really appreciate your time this morning. Robert Kelman is the head of Midwest Policy for Uber, and we look forward to shorter wait times and lower prices soon, Robert.
Coming very soon. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll count on it. Thank you very much.